Now, as to how all these developmental stages got established, we have seen here that the fundamental processes of language can be understood as institutionalizations of customary use. This is the example I gave in the first initial establishment of predication. The same can be said for specialized structures in various languages, which are, so to speak, much later in the development of language. I'll give one example. It is the differentiation of operators into verbs, adjectives, and relational nouns, like to be a father of. In the theory presented here, we didn't have verbs and adjectives and related and relational nouns, we just had operators. Now let's consider three operators: eat, close to be close to, and to be father of. In respect to the dependence relation, all of these require the same thing. They require two zero-order words, let's say two concrete nouns. We can also consider, for instance, two operators, walk and ill, to be ill. Both require one concrete noun, one zero-level word. These operators in many languages are distinguished into verbs, adjectives, relational nouns. They're distinguished on secondary grounds of their relation to tense change. More exactly, the tenses can, arguably, be reduced from certain uses of before and after. Those operators which had high likelihood of changing as between before and after within a discourse, that is, those which were less stative, and there was more chance that the tense would change inside of the discourse itself. These had the tense attached directly to them, and they became verbs. That's what we call verbs. It's those operators which have the tense attached directly to them, and one can argue that they have a special relation to tense, a greater likelihood of having tense specified, of having tense change with them. For those that did not have such a strong likelihood of tense change within the discourse, the tense was less closely involved with them. And in the case of those operators, the tense was carried by a separate word. In English, of course, there are other languages. Well, in all languages, when they need a tense, it is carried by a separate word for an adjective, yielding something like will be close to, not walked, for instance, but will be close to, where not the ED, or the future in this case, is not attached directly, like walk, will walk, but is attached via a be. Close, will be close. Furthermore, for those words which were most stated, they took the morphology of arguments and became relational nouns, a father of, where a is the kind of attachment which is made on the zero-level words, the concrete nouns. Note that what we have here is not a likelihood, not a custom, but a demand, because a departure from it is an error. If a person changes intermittently from being ill to being well, one cannot for that reason treat the word ill in English as a verb in his case. One cannot say he illed just because that is more like the event was more like a verb. Ill has to be treated statively even when it is not stated. Here we have use being codified into a rule, being institutionalized. Furthermore, the institutionalization of use can be seen in language even in historical times, as in the formation of the periphrastic tenses. If we consider words like the perfect, for instance, which our tenses have replaced, at least in French, they've not quite replaced in English, an earlier past tense, then we see that something which was originally just a phrase, I have caught the fish, came originally from I have the fish was caught, was in the state of my catching it, or something of the sort. It developed into I have caught the fish in a way where have caught is almost like a word. It is a fixed form and is used even when the phrase originally would not be be used. You can say, I have lost the fish, when you no longer have the fish if you have lost it, and so forth.